to be honest, I'm very impressed with how everything's progressed. Like, obviously the same layout and everything that I remember, but, you know, everything seems a lot more new. And I think it's because, you know, the new manager here has put a big emphasis on kind of, you know, I suppose like mimicking a top level team, in the sense that, you know, you've got everything you need in terms of, you know, your rehab, your prehab, and just the professionalism that goes about it. So, you know, that's been a very, very impressive. I've been very impressed, when I've come here to see all that.
Yeah, can you tell us about that negotiation? Because when we've spoken to David Flitcroft since he became the manager at Barnsley, he's put a real stress on, you know, when I speak to players, I want them to really want to be at Barnsley. Just how much pressure does he put on you as a manager in trying to find out whether you really want to be there?
Yeah, definitely. We had a one-on-one talk and he was very passionate, and you can see the motivation he's got. But for me, that was fantastic because, you know, that's what I want in a manager and my teammates. You know, I want to be pushed, because that's the only way you improve as a player. So, yeah, he was definitely very, very passionate and, you know, like you've just said, really wanted to know if you were up for the fight and you wanted to be here. But that's definitely something that I can agree with. So I just felt it was the right decision to come back here.
A lot of people will say that there's a buzz around Barnsley ever since the end of the season when they survived in the Championship, and it has kind of just carried on into the summer. Do you get that feel as well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've got to look at from January onwards. I think they were third, is it, in the form table? So, you know, it's fantastic end to a season, and it really kind of bodes well for the start of this season. So I think, you know, getting together a strong squad, and, you know, I've been with them one day now, and you know, they're a great bunch of lads. You know, they work so hard for each other. So, you know, I think, you know, you carry that form from the end of last year into the start of the season, and, you know, anything's possible.
I think I'm right in saying you had three loan spells at the club a few years ago. Does that seem like a long time ago now?
It does. I was speaking to Bobby Hassel and Luke Steele, and like, they were there at the time, and 6 years, wow. I mean, it seems to go quick when you're back, but, you know, I look at how much I've done in between and where I've been in the country, and it is quite a long time.
And in that time period, Barnsley, you know, they have had a few years when they've had to fight for survival, but essentially they've become an established Championship team, haven't they?
Yeah, exactly. I think, obviously, that's what I've noticed when I've come back. You know, Simon Davey brought me to the club, and, you know, he did a fantastic job, but they were only just came up from League One. So now, like you said, they're established. That's the difference I can tell when I come now. You can see that it is an established Championship club.
And you know a bit about the players in the squad, don't you? Because you not only played against Barnsley last season, you scored against them, didn't you?
Yeah, and it was a strange game now. I think we scored five set plays. But it was still a tough game. I suppose the scoreline maybe from the outside was a bit deceptive, but it was a very tough game, and you knew that, especially when we played at Oakwell, you know, we were in for a tough game, and they would definitely give everything they've got to get a win.
And in that game, they dabbled a little bit with a 3-5-2 formation, which is what David Flitcroft used quite a lot last season, but they've also, you know, mixed things around too. Do you sort of feel like you can really fit into the systems that he's trying to use here?
Yeah, because I played 3-5-2 at Bristol City, I played 3-5-2 for Wales, yeah, I'm comfortable in that formation. Obviously, all last season I played in a 4, so, you know, wherever I'm needed, I'm happy in whatever formation is asked of me.
How did this move come about? Because I think I'm right in saying you were training originally at Yeovil this summer. So did Barnes' interest emerge late on before you eventually signed for them?
I think the interest was always there, but, you know, it was only recently when it became a very firm and concrete interest, and, you know, they asked me to come up yesterday for a meeting. So it was always there or thereabouts, but, you know, at the time it wasn't concrete until yesterday.
What do you think this club can achieve? Because they'll want to push on. They won't want to spend the next season fighting, you know, to stay in the Championship like they did last year as well. They will want to push on now. So what do you think this group of players, with the buzz that's around the club, the bit of momentum that David Flitcroft has built up, what can Barnsley achieve, do you think?
I think, like you said, it's important that the club doesn't want to be a relegation battling club every season. You know, that's not progress. But, you know, I mean, you don't want to put any definite, you know, goal on it. But I think anything is possible. You know, for example, Crystal Palace were tipped to go down last season and they got promoted. So, you know, anything is possible. So it's just taking, it's a bit of a cliche, I know, but it's just taking every game and starting the season strong and then just building on that.
Why do you think the Championship is so hard? Because last year was an incredible season, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm not sure. I suppose you could say one reason maybe, you know, the Premiership's so strong. So, you know, maybe it's a case of you know, players that maybe before would have been in the Premiership and now in the Championship, or just generally it is getting stronger because, I don't know, teams are more established. I'm not sure, but I just, you know, I agree that I found every year the Championship to be a lot stronger league. So, you know, I'm not definitely sure why that is, but you can definitely see that that's the case.
There's also going to be a fairly local interest in the Championship this year. We've seen Doncaster Rovers get promoted there back in the Championship, although Sheffield Wednesday is still there, Leeds as well. There's going to be a lot of local rivalry games, and the fans always look forward to those, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic for football, isn't it? And like you said, the fans and even the neutrals, just so many derbies and so many big games to look forward to this season. And yeah, I think that's fantastic for everyone involved, the fans and also the players as well, to play in them.